This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Free File, a supposedly free electronic filing system developed by H&R Block and Intuit, is only used by 3% of filers after more than a dozen years. Academics and researchers say that it gives inaccurate information and pushes filers towards company products that cost money. Care in Action, a political arm of the National Domestic Workers Alliance, is one of the groups funding field operations in Georgia to support the election of the first black woman for governor. Responding to the decreasing popularity of walks with donors, the American Cancer Society has entered into numerous corporate partnerships, including with controversial groups like Herbalife International, Long John Silver, and Kilt Girls, causing some longtime employees to resign. Chinese in some sectors have a defined work week as 996, working from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., 6 days per week. U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the Age Discrimination in Employment Act extends to small state and local government employers, rejecting an Arizona fire district's contention that the state should apply only to public entities with at least 20 employees. The 120-year-old split jury law in Louisiana that allowed 10 of the 12 members of a jury to determine felony trial results lost at the ballot. Fox News said Sean Hannity and Jeanine Pirro's speaking turns at a Trump rally were unfortunate since they obviously shattered any claim to objectivity on the station. Democrats flipped in at least 26 seats, taking control of the U.S. House of Representatives, and Republicans added to their majority in the Senate, losing seats in Missouri, North Dakota, and Indiana. Democrats added 7 governors, including Kansas and Wisconsin and Illinois, but lost in high-profile races in Florida and perhaps in Georgia with African-American nominees. Amazon is being accused of a bait-and-switch and a data grab on its vaunted headquarters search, now seemingly choosing to build in both New York City area and Washington, D.C. area, where it already has substantial operations. In recent years, BMI and ASCAP, the music licensing agencies, have written in language in the contracts allowing musicians to block their music from being used politically. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.